Look who we have here on set now. Fresh from his 15s and 45s on BBM Radio. The voice
just
of the Bears.
Popped in.
Jeff
just popped in.
Thanks.
How you doing, Big Dan?
Good. I've been watching him all day, man. He's been flying around. As Juan used to say.
It's never off week in football. That's I don't it. Care what anybody no. says. Never, never, never,
you've,
never.
You've got enough work to do. So is this really a 3-5 team? I think a lot of people are finding it hard to believe with all the moves that were made in last offseason. You and I talk about losses that we think are bad, but this NFL is a week-to-week thing. You just never know what you're
going to get. Yeah, I don't believe all that. I mean, because it just depends when you play a team, what your situation is, who gets hot, who's having some issues. So certainly that not dismissing what's happened so far in the first 8 games of the season. But as I tried to evaluate over the course of this, it's perplexing from this point of view. Like, you look at the offense and, the offense hasn't done what it did a year ago in terms of point per game production, but they're still moving the ball. They're fifth in the NFL in first downs. They're getting a lot of great statistical information. First down rushing, first down passing, among the best in football. Inside the 30, inside the red zone, among the best in football in touchdown production. So I'm trying to figure it out. So
you know, still haven't hit 28 points yet in a game,
right?
Either it's just
like, so the one big difference
exactly. Where they happen
exactly and when exactly happen. Turnovers, and also where they're getting the ball. And you know, Mark consistently talks about continuity football.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been on this for weeks about how the Bears have 24 drives that have started inside their own 20-yard line. Okay, which is a high number. It's not that other teams don't, but they're not getting production out of those drives. So you're starting deep in your own end. They have one touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's it out of those 24 drives. So they only have 14 total points. So that's been somewhat of an issue, and 4 turnovers on those drives. Also, the plays in the passing game of 20 yards or more last year, among the best in the National Football League. This year, Alshon has 9. Brandon has 2 catches. Last year, they had, I'm going to forget now, but it was higher.
Right.
I know Brandon had 16, and Alshon had more than that. So whatever defenses are doing to prevent that, the Bears have to try and figure out a way to mute that and play action, and that's where the balance that Mark talks of will become very effective, because they're doing it on first down. They can do it on all downs.
So many of the turnovers are linked and tied to Jay. It's year 9, and that is what Mark was brought in to do. There's the one or two last things he needs to do in order to get to be the quarterback that he can be.
Right.
Can he clean it up?
And again, yes, there have been some bad decisions on some throws, but there have also been other circumstances that have caused those turnovers. So, you know, it's not just on one guy. But yes, until that part of the aspect of his game and the offense in general, it's not just on, it's the offense in general, until that cleans up. That's also going to take away valuable possessions. And, you know, when the season started, I know everyone was really big on the defensive line and the additions that they made.
Yep.
But the fact is, all that was going to take time from a chemistry point of view. Then you had some injuries and some situations. A guy gets pneumonia, for crying out loud. You know, things haven't worked out. Now, teams get over that, I know. But this was never going to be hit the ground running defense.
Right.
All right?
It was a work in progress.
Absolutely, and it still is.
Yeah.
It still is.
But I think that the two things have changed dramatically. From a defensive standpoint, you know, you're used to seeing physical defense, everybody at least being disciplined.
Yeah.
And that was something we didn't see at the beginning. You're seeing a lot more of it now. The only problem is now is that everybody says, well, I want to see this guy. I want to see that guy. You're seeing them. That's everybody they got.
Yeah, they've pretty much exhausted the whole roster. But that's a good thing, too, because guys, you know, hey, the second half of the season, Chris and Dan, is big for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you get on the field, you get an opportunity to make a play, be the guy who makes the play.
Make a play.
You know, you only get so many opportunities to make a play.
Mm-hmm.
The big one, the one that matters. This is a great opportunity for everybody across the board.
From a team perspective, you say, you don't get that many chances to get to the playoffs.
No.
You really don't. Not in this league. So you better realize how important and really special these chances are.
Yeah, they're fleeting, I know, and every game is valuable. And I know this is also cliche, but you hear coaches say it all the time, just how difficult it is to win one football game. Everything's seemingly going well, and bam, something to derail you. And I hope that the mistakes that they've made do not reveal that it's so thin, the margin of error for this team to make one mistake that can blossom into 21 points for the other team. I hope that's not the case. I don't believe that's the case, but it has been the case in a couple of games this year.
Final question for you, and we'll let you go back to, up to the radio booth up there. You're around Mark a lot. His personality and his priorities allow the players to kind of set their own tone in the locker room. Lovey was kind of the same way, you know, not one to personally criticize. Yeah, but all 60 guys are not always going to be in lockstep. He has other guys on his staff where if anyone starts, it keeps them on the same page. I also want to ask you, too, about the leadership group. Are the guys that are the leaders that most of these guys follow, do you sense being around the team that they're doing their job? And this is just more of an execution, and that leadership thing was blown out of proportion last
year. Again, it's all a matter of what your definition is of leadership. If you want a guy to sit there and pound his fist on the table publicly and you want coaches to call out players, that's just not going to happen. It's rare in this league that happens. So Mark Trussman's horizontal leadership plan is something he feels is going to work. And that is an adjustment from the past. It takes time. But each position group coach, and I look at Matt Kavanaugh, for example, he's a tough coach. Mm-hmm. Aaron Cromer is a no-nonsense coach, believe me. I mean, these guys, if you think behind the scenes that nothing is going on in that regard, then I feel you're silly. Because this is football, and you played, so you could tell us better. But what you don't hear publicly doesn't mean it's dead silent in there, or that things aren't being done that way. There are a group of guys on this team that, by virtue of their position, and maybe sometimes because of their experience, level, or performance, that you assume are leaders. But then there's a whole bunch of other guys that may not be at that level yet that are also leaders in their own way. Who they are, you know, that's up to the players to decide. And I think those guys are going to be heard from as the season goes on more and more. And it's not like they haven't been.
It distills itself down. But the thing is, I guess, the best way to lead is by example.
Play.
Is to get out and take care of your business.
When you do your work, you can't lead if you don't produce or perform. You cannot. You cannot lead. You can be a nice guy.
Right. But going over back to you look at guys like I'll give you an example: the Hamptons, McMichaels, the Singletaries. When those guys came here, within 2 years they were considered leaders of this football team. And the reason why is because of what they did on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now in some cases, you take Singletary as an example. Is what he did all during the weekend and on Sunday. Thankfully, some obviously didn't take some of the other stuff that some of the other guys are doing and carry all that on during the week. But I'm just saying. It's all a part of what you get out there and do when it really counts. Now, some guys will tell you, there are some guys in the locker room that yap a lot. That's not necessarily leadership. What is leadership is when you look across the room when it gets down to that time.
Right, that time. That time
let's
is...
Let's go out and get it done.
It's kickoff. Ready? Are you ready to play? Are you ready to be that guy? But also, it's the fourth quarter, crunch time, key game. But it also could be a first quarter, false start, where you got something going on in the sixth play of a drive or a false start. I mean, I know, offensive line. Or a holding penalty or something like that.
He's not hitting
or
anything.
Or a special teams penalty, That's all leadership also.
He produces, he executes for 14 years as the voice of the Bears.
Thank you very much. Jeff all right, we're not talking about that. No, no, no.
We're all getting a little gray on the sides
here. That just reveals age, if nothing else.
Jeff Joniak. Joining us here on Bears Huddle, brought to you by Tempur-Pedic.